This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jeff Faust, senior staff writer for Space News, to help us understand the new Space Council, the presentation by the vice president, the decisions made by the Biden administration to change some of the focus of the Space Council. But first, we need a definition. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Meeting at the beginning of December, the Space Council. What is it? What is its mission statement? Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, John. The National Space Council has existed on and off for decades, since the early years of the space age. It's chaired by the vice president and includes the heads of major cabinet departments and other agencies like NASA that have a role in one way or another in space. And the role of the National Space Council is to coordinate all the space-related activities going on in the federal government, whether it's civil or commercial or national security. It's the job of the National Space Council to make sure that agencies are working together as best they can and not stepping on each other's toes in the process.
There were decisions made about additions to the Space Council that are striking. I note the National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy was added, suggesting, of course, the Space Council is now going to add the new role of climate change. Who else was added in that direction, Jeff?
There were, in fact, four new cabinet secretaries added to the Space Council. The secretaries of Agriculture and the Interior, which, like the National Climate Advisor, will deal with the focus on climate change. And also the secretaries of Education and Labor. And the purpose of them is to focus on another priority of the Council, which is improving the STEM, or science, technology, engineering, mathematics workforce, and the education pipeline leading into that workforce.
So the Space Council, does it have a one-to-one relationship with NASA? How to think about this?
Well, NASA is one of the agencies that's part of the National Space Council. So NASA has a seat at the table, but so do all of these other cabinet offices and other federal agencies that have roles to play in space. And again, the role of the National Space Council is to get them all to the table, talking, making sure that they're going in the right direction, making sure there are no gaps between their activities, making sure there's no overlap between their activities.
I note that NASA for years now has devoted resources, satellites, boosters, to climate concerns, to energy concerns, to the planet Earth. So that's all part of what NASA does to bring to the table for the Space Council. Is that how to think about it?
Right. NASA is a leading player in developing and operating the Earth science satellites to provide key data on climate. This data is then used by other departments like Agriculture and the Interior, and the National Climate Advisor, and NOAA, which is part of the Commerce Department, for weather forecasting. And, you know, it's really part of this interagency cooperation. And one of the roles of the Space Council is, how do you increase that cooperation? How do you better share the data that these NASA satellites are providing to assist farmers, ranchers, communities that are threatened with sea level rise, other people who are concerned about climate change and could benefit from greater access to this data.
Striking is the presentation by the vice president, the first meeting for the vice president, talking about Russia. This came within days of the news about Russia destroying an old surveillance satellite. We're told it was old. And it causing debris that was alarming to the ISS and perhaps will be again. The vice president's remarks directed at Russia. What does the Space Council want to happen?
Well, the vice president and other members of the National Space Council condemned the test as irresponsible because it created thousands of pieces of debris that threatened satellites, that threatened the International Space Station. And they're calling for basically better behavior by all spacefaring nations, including Russia, including development of sort of rules of the road and norms of behavior, things that all spacefaring nations can agree upon, like don't conduct, destructive anti-satellite weapons tests that create debris that pose a hazard to everyone in low Earth orbit.
Now, Russia is an old adversary in space, spacefaring nations. I love that. That's a wonderful romantic talk. Was there indication in the meeting, and I understand they're going in many directions, that we've entered into a new space race? There was the moon race of the 1960s, and there was the space race until the Soviet Union stepped back and disappeared. Is there a sense that we're in a contest with our adversaries about Earth orbit or the moon or Mars?
know, the term space race wasn't explicitly used during the meeting, but there was a lot of discussion about, you know, competition in general in space and the growing amount of competition, you know, and particularly the role that Russia and China play in some of their space activities, including anti-satellite weapons tests. And that's one of the drivers behind this desire to develop these norms of behavior and rules of the road, sort of the best practices to carry out all sorts of space activities, whether they're government or commercial, in a way that doesn't pose a hazard to other people and other organizations in space.
So we come to the hazard. This is a remark by General David Thompson, Space Force's first Vice Chief of Space Operations, talking to the Washington Post. We are really at a point now where there's a whole host of ways that our space systems can be threatened. That doesn't sound like things are going well, Jeff. Is there conversation about our satellites, our space endeavor, being vulnerable to bad actors and that we're not prepared for it?
You know, there's an increasing realization that satellites are vulnerable to all sorts of attacks, whether they are the sort of anti-satellite weapons tests that create debris or perhaps cyber attacks or even attacks on the ground stations that operate the satellites from the ground. So there's a realization that as the United States has become more dependent on satellites for our way of life in general, but also our way of waging war, that those satellites are become more vulnerable and that we need to take more steps to be able to protect those assets and to be able to make clear to other actors like Russia and China that if they threaten our satellites, we will take steps to reciprocate if need be.
I'm glad you mentioned China because from the reporting that I saw, Jeff, China didn't come up much. Now, it has a very vigorous space program. It's now talking about putting nuclear reactors on the surface of the moon in order to provide energy for a space colony at the South Pole. Other fantastic ideas. It's also testing what we're told are hypersonic missiles that are quite capable of causing a lot of trouble in the world. Was China a focus of this meeting, this initial meeting for the Biden people?
Right. China did not really come up during the course of the meeting. The real focus of the meeting were on three areas. One was the sustainable, safe use of space, which gets to the Russian ASAT test, and then also the climate change and the STEM workforce. So China did not factor in into those issues, but you can see how it is potentially cross-cutting across all of them. The role that China plays in building up its space industry requires us to build up our STEM workforce to counter that, for example.
Because China didn't come up, I'm puzzled. This Space Council, is it organizing around threat or is that left to Space Command? I'm trying to get some sense of how the Biden administration is thinking of the Space Council. Space Command is an active military operation having to do with missile defense, satellite defense. Is Space Command part of the Space Council?
Space Command is part of the Space Council in the sense that it is part of the Defense Department. And the Defense Department and the Secretary of Defense is part of the National Space Council. I would caution that just because a topic did not come up during a Space Council meeting that lasted less than 2 hours does not mean it's not important or not being considered by the Space Council. There was, for example, little discussion about NASA space exploration plans, but those are certainly considered important and a priority. The focus, I think, of this first Space Council was for the Biden administration to lay out some new areas of emphasis that it wants to devote attention to, in addition to existing priorities. And certainly national security space is an existing priority. Space exploration is an existing priority. But some of these new priorities, climate change, STEM workforce, sustainable use of space, were the topics that they really wanted to emphasize at this first meeting.
Jeff Faust is a senior staff writer for SpaceNews.com, reporting on the first meeting of the Space Council for the Biden administration, chaired by the Vice President of the United States, Vice President Harris. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.